they called it a sneaky 500.
It was. I had no idea. Needed everyone, though, didn't we?
You did a lot of great things, but the two passes, the two incompletions that left time on the clock, what brought that?
You know, the call came from the sideline, and they brought a kind of a heavy blitz on the first one, kind of threw it to a spot where I knew maybe there's a chance that our guy could get it, but it was kind of a safe spot to throw it to. You know, that's a play that was kind of a tough call because we put a guy in a position that hadn't really been there throughout the week. And then the second one, really it's about, you know, same sort of thing. They brought the pressure and just don't take the sack. You know, just try and get out of my hands there at the end because 4, 5, 6 yards could be a killer there.
Did you guys find ways to win this year compared to last year? Maybe you found ways to lose. What's the difference and what does that mean when you find ways to win?
Well, I think championship teams find ways to win. Like you said, in the past, you felt like we just couldn't quite get over that hump for whatever reason. Got to love Boz. I hate that we put it on his shoulders, but there's no one I'd rather have doing it than him.
What was it about that had the tight ends open a lot that you were able to get a lot of passes to Jesse? And
yeah, it's just the way that you know, we started the game in a two tight end set, went to the no huddles. We were very successful with it. Just we felt like it created matchup problems that they were going to put linebackers on the field, and we like our tight ends against linebackers. And then even late, they started substituting and putting a small guy, but the middle of the field just felt like it was open, and our guys made plays.
Is your offense getting close to what you think it's capable of consistently?
Well, I didn't think we were real consistent tonight. You know, I thought we had some lulls there in the middle. Started strong. You know, settle for some field goals, which we don't want to do, obviously, and then came on strong late. So, you know, we did some good things in that sense, but we'd like to be more consistent. I'm not sure what our stats were on third down, red zone, things like that, but, you know, a lot of guys made plays tonight.
You feel like it might take 30-plus the rest of the way?
You never know. We'll do whatever it takes to win a football game, whether it's winning by 30 or 3. Really, we just want to win a football game.
12 for 17 on third down tonight.
Were we?
Yes.
It's pretty good.
Really good. Some of those were long ones, including mm-hmm. The big one to Eli Rogers down the middle there.
Right.
He's been a guy that's kind of been pushed aside at times this year.
Yeah.
What's it say about him to be able to keep his head in that?
Resilient. A guy that is just always waiting for his turn and ready to make a play when you need it. And I thought he made a couple big plays tonight, that one specifically. Missed him there that last play. I wish I could have got it down a little bit more to let him make that play. But just big plays on third downs. Like you said, there are a lot of long ones. Jesse, I can remember specifically, had a big one. So anytime guys can step up and make plays, we like when it's other guys besides just A.B. and Le'Veon too.
But it seemed like every time you needed 40, out A.B. I mean, that cornerback has had a good year.
Right.
What led you to go to A.B. deep?
So have AB and I. We've had a pretty good year, too. I just trust and believe in him. Our chemistry together is something pretty special. And, you know, I know, you know some people out there say, you know, I abandon my reads and go right to AB. It's not always true, but sometimes, well, who wouldn't?
And you guys have found every which way to win this year, especially in the stadium winning streak. How does that help you with the game coming up?
You know what? I honestly am not thinking about that game right now. I'm going to enjoy this one for a little bit longer. I'm glad we could get this win for Shea.
You guys are ready to play a game like that?
What's that?
The team has been through this year.
We have no choice. We got to get ready to go. But that's in a week. We're going to enjoy this one tonight. And like I said, doing it for Shea.
Was it difficult at all this week to stay focused on football with everything that was going on?
It was. To be perfectly honest, it was really tough. I went and saw Shea on Thursday after practice, and it was like a weight was lifted off my back. And I told the guys about it on Friday when I went in, and guys have started to go visit him. And everyone's felt the same way. When you walk in and see him and see the smile and give him a hug, it's really made all of us feel, you know, just to kind of take that weight off and just breathe a little easier. And we love our brother, and we wanted to get this one for him, and I'm glad we did.
And, Mike Mitchell mentioned the Dallas game about how they're not going to let that happen again. How much did you learn from that loss last year, and how much has that maybe fortified this team late in games that you guys have play, whether it's the offense or defense coming through, that you did what it takes to right. win those type of games.
Well, we'd like to score a touchdown at the end of the game. We hate to leave it up to Boz. We have confidence in Boz. He's going to do it. But, you know, we want to score touchdowns there. I was talking to AB there, asking him about the long play. Could he have scored? You know, whatever. And you know what the flip side to that is, we can try and use up as much clock as we can and kick the game winner and it be over, which we've done in past weeks. And this week we left some time, but our defense stepped up and made plays.